A new book explores the life many come to Alaska for, but few actually live out. Alaska Tracks shares the tales of hunters, fishermen, and trappers. KUAC's Dan Bross has more.
Alaska Tracks is a compilation of stories put together by longtime Alaska Trappers Association member Randy Zarnke of Fairbanks. Zarnke has spent the last 15 years interviewing Alaska old-timers.
Mid-60s or older, and kind of widely recognized as an effective and ethical hunter, fisher, trapper, or that sort of thing. And then they just love to talk about their experiences and their life in the outdoors, stranded by weather and living with very little food and, you know, lots of really harsh conditions and challenging adventures.
Zarnke's book taps 30 people from 8 regions of Alaska who share everything from life and death to less serious stories, like Fairbanks trapper Ron Long's account of camping during a big shrew year.
There were so many shrews that when he'd crawl in his sleeping bag, he'd roll over a couple of them and two more would drop from the edge of the tent onto his head.
Zarnke, who records all the interviews he does, includes colorful quotes from his subjects, like Earl Callahan's description of a bear run-in.
He said, "Little did that bear know that I could have given him 360 grains of that 375 H&H right between the cookhouse and the bunkhouse," which was his way of saying he could have shot the bear.
Zarnke says there's a common feeling among everyone in his book.
Each one of these people, whether they are wealthy or poor, look back and realize that they led the life that so many people in this world wish they could have, and they value those experiences in the outdoors.
Zarnke says the number of people living on the land is diminishing, and he hopes Alaska Tracks encourages people to get out and try. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.